as this Irishman, and he sort of nicked half of Loser's gear after the police had raided the squat. And like somebody came in the lab and they sort of shouted out, "Look, somebody's raiding all Loser's gear." So we all took back into the hotel and we found this Irish guy, you know, and we kicked the shit out of him. And we really kicked the shit out of him. Like he all he had on was a pair of pants by the time we finished with him. And like we went back to the lab after kicking him out of the hotel. And I was standing next to the sort of reception counter, and like he came in, and I just turned around and saw Red and sort of whacked him, you know, and he sort of flew about 6 feet backwards. And this chick grabbed hold of me, you know, she started trying to mother me, you know, so I broke away from him. Like this Irish guy sort of ran away, and like somebody mentioned to me that he'd still had Loser's pants on. So I grabbed my razor and I went out after him, and went flying around Covent Garden looking for him. And like there's this street, Shelton Street, we saw somebody running up there. So like we went flying after him. I don't know how he managed to run because he was so beat up. And like halfway up, we saw these cars, lights coming up behind us. So he stopped running and started walking. And this fuzz jag pulled up, you know, and they searched us and all that. And they found my razor.
Were they giving you any shit about being angels?
Yeah, well, like, they always give a shit about being angels, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of. That's the reason why they stop us, because we're wearing the colours. And, like, they whipped us into the station and that, you know. Another search. Bit of hassle, you know. And, like, they tried to sort of do me for the razor, you know, and they charged me for it and all that, you know. And, they set bail so ridiculously high that nobody could sort of, bail me out, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was always the same, you know, whenever I got busted, you know, bail was set so high, nobody could get me out. Then Loser came in to see me after they sort of finished charging me and all that, you know, and came to me and says, "Oh, crazy," and all that sort of thing, you know. And, like, the fuzz was standing there, you know, they got dead agitated because, like, we were both still wearing our colours. And they sort of, after a period, they sort of shouted, like, "Come on, Sheila, leave her alone, you know, you're going there." And so, like, Loser went and they grabbed me and they dragged me down to the cells, covered me over the mattress and beat the fuck out of me.
Tell me who is plotting. It's subsequent removal.